across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
The coffee's ready, so pour yourself a cup and get set for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. It's an hour of news and information for ag producers right here in CJ Country. We'll get you an update of the forecast, catch you up on the latest news from Washington, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag ReadyNet Farm News, Max Armstrong with Farm Progress America, and much more. So let's get started as we pay a visit to the American countryside.
Our time is something pretty important to most of us. We may keep track of it with our phone or watch, but 200 years ago, keeping time was a much more difficult and expensive endeavor, and many of the people building the best timepieces were in this town. I'll tell you why next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
You probably didn't realize that something most of us use every day was impacted greatly by this one town.
Bristol really was the center of clockmaking in the early 19th century, late 18th century. So we start with clockmaking here in the 1790s, really. Over time, Bristol has had over 280 different businesses involved in clockmaking.
Patty Philippon is speaking from the American Clock and Watch Museum in Bristol, Connecticut.
We're an East Coast town right on a river, so they were able to use the river for materials and also for water power. There was a lot of wood and natural resources here, clockmaking for the cases, making them out of wood.
And Bristol might be one of the first cities that new immigrants would come to, which gave the industry access to some new citizens with specialized skills.
You had a master clockmaker who then had apprentices, and so a lot of people learned the skill of clockmaking, perhaps in Europe, immigrated to the United States, and then trained their own apprentices who spread out throughout the country.
And in the late 1700s and early 1800s, this could be a very time and labor-intensive process to get a clock for one's home or business.
In the early days, you would hire a clockmaker, and they would make just the movement. We're talking about tall clocks or grandfather clocks, like we call them today. And a master clockmaker would make maybe 12 or 20 movements a year. Then you would have to hire somebody outside of that to make the case for you.
In the first half of the 1800s, though, companies began to find ways to speed up the process, producing more clocks each year and making a timepiece more affordable. But there's more to the story. This next time, as we travel the countryside, in Bristol, Connecticut, I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just underway with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Standing by is Tony St. James, ready to bring you Agriculture Today after this quick break.
Harvest may be done, but the work isn't over. Keep your equipment running strong with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. From fluids and filters to engine, hose, and transmission parts, their expert team will help you find exactly what you need. Visit Java Farm Supply in North Java or Batavia, or shop online. Featuring trusted brands like Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for genuine AGCO parts.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
USDA's December WASDE delivered mostly steady U.S. projections for wheat, corn, soybeans, and cotton, while global shifts continue to influence market direction. Wheat saw no domestic supplier use changes, though world production climbed on large crops in Canada, Argentina, the EU, Australia, and Russia, pushing global ending stocks higher. Corn saw the largest domestic adjustment. Exports increased by 125 million bushels after a strong fall in shipping pace, tightening the ending stocks to 2.0 billion bushels. Globally, Ukraine's crop fell sharply due to wet harvest conditions, even as the EU and Russia posted modest increases. Now, soybean supply, use, and farm price projections unchanged for the U.S., but world output increasing slightly on higher production in Russia and India. Global soybean crush expanded while exports slipped and ending stocks edged higher on larger inventories in both Brazil and Russia. Cotton estimates reflecting higher U.S. production, lower mill use, and larger ending stocks, with world production and consumption both easing modestly. Ethanol's role as a major market for corn and a key pillar of U.S. energy security back in focus as policymakers debate nationwide year-round E15 sales. Now, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, Faith Parham, says with gasoline demand projected to decline over the next decade, expanding E15 access is emerging as one of the most important levers for protecting long-term ethanol demand and the billions of bushels of corn tied to it. Ethanol currently consumes about 5.6 billion bushels of corn annually, but blend rates have stalled near E10, and outdated summer volatility rules continue to restrict E15 in many states. Even with EPA's temporary summer waivers, the lack of a permanent policy creates uncertainty for retailers while slowing investment in pumps, tanks, and signage needed to grow adoption. Producers warn that today's mandatory price reporting system no longer provides the transparent cash market signals that Congress intended, and it creates challenges for price discovery in a cattle sector that's increasingly shaped by formula and contract sales. Now, the law designed to provide timely, uniform information across regions, but the outdated confidentiality rules are now impeding reporting in several major feeding states. Core problem stems from USDA thresholds that prevent data publication when too few packers operate in a region. So as a result, Texas and Colorado, both critical cattle feeding hubs, often have no publicly reported cash prices. And the website, the Ag Center, argues that USDA has made only incremental updates over 25 years, despite major changes in packer procurement practices. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Still ahead on the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag Radionet Farm News. Max Armstrong is standing by with a Farm Progress America Report when we return.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with BASF. With Thanksgiving now in the rearview mirror, millions of Americans are decorating for the Christmas season, and that means trees. As tariffs make artificial trees more expensive this year, Christmas tree farmers are hoping for strong demand. I'll have more when we come back.
On the next Plan Smart, Grow Smart, we connected with our three farmers from our past episodes this season and asked them to look back at the 2025 growing year.
It was a good year to use fungicide. We had some tar spot move in from the north, but not horrible, nothing like you guys probably experience up there, and you guys got more rust down south. We kind of catch bits and pieces. But for the most part, we had probably the healthiest crop we've ever had.
We've spent probably, I think about $100 an acre is the number I thought on our farm, 7,500 acres to control water hemp.
I want it to be as good as it was when I received it, or better. Improvement, anything you do to the land, or no matter what it is, it just make it that much better for the next guy.
Be a part of our conversation as we plan smart and grow smart together. Continue to join us on This Week in Agribusiness or visit PlanSmartGrowSmart.com for more information.
Yes, we're talking Christmas trees, both real and artificial, and how this year might be the year that real trees are the better deal. That's because most artificial trees sold in the United States are imported, and a 30% tariff on trees and decor has pushed artificial prices up by roughly 10 to 15% this season. That's according to the American Christmas Tree Association. That means the big pre-lit tree that was just under $300 last year could be $50 or $60 higher this year depending on where you shop. Even with those higher prices, artificial trees do still dominate the market. Surveys show about 80% of households that put up a tree chose an artificial one, largely for convenience, safety, and the ability to reuse it year after year. But for families shopping this year, the math is changing. Those tariff-driven price hikes on imported plastic trees are giving real, farm-grown Christmas trees a chance to stand out on value. On the real tree side, growers are holding the line. The Real Christmas Tree Board's latest grower survey found that 84% of wholesale producers do not plan to raise prices for this season, and some are actually lowering them. Executive Director Marcia Gray says growers are prepared, supply is strong, and the industry is... That means relatively steady prices. Last year, industry groups reported that the average real Christmas tree ran between $80 and $100, which was roughly $10 higher from the year before. This year, however, with wholesale prices mostly flat, retailers may still move tags around, but overall, real trees look competitive, especially if you compare them to tariff-boosted artificial options. And for some families, real trees could be much cheaper. The Department of the Interior just announced its $1 One Tree initiative on Bureau of Land Management lands. I'll have more when we come back.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like frames. because you found a classic 70s concert poster. But when you went to get it framed, you realized the frame will cost about four times the amount of the poster. Which is actually absurd, because no one will be looking at the frame, and if they are, then you severely overestimated how cool this poster is. But then you remember by switching your home and auto to Progressive, you could save hundreds and put it towards a classic 70s concert poster in an absurdly overpriced frame. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
As families head out to decorate this year for the Christmas season, the price gap between artificial and real Christmas trees is narrowing. And in some cases, it's flipping in favor of the farm-grown tree. For Christmas tree growers, that could mean brisk business. And for consumers, it might be the year a real tree makes sense once again. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
So glad you've joined us for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. Just ahead, continuing the tradition of bringing ag news to farmers from across the Northeast, it's Tom and Tim with the Ag Radionet Farm News next.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstock. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
USDA's production numbers aren't in quite yet, but U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council Corn Harvest Quality Report shows it was a bumper crop and in pretty good shape. This is the 15th annual survey published globally. 25 U.S. corn crop projected to be the largest on record, coming in at 425.5 million metric ton. Crop also highlighted by the lowest rate of broken corn and foreign material in the report's history, which is a remarkable accomplishment for the entire U.S. corn value chain. Generally favorable growing season conditions did contribute to the highest projected average yield on record, 186 bushels per acre, and it promoted good grain quality. This year's growing season was marked by warm, dry conditions after planting, wetter conditions during pollination, and progressively cooler and drier weather during early grain fill. It wasn't exactly that kind of conditions here in the Northeast, but we're not big growers of corn. This year's crop, on average, entering the market channel with characteristics that met or exceeded each grade factor's numerical requirements for U.S. No. 1 grade corn. The report showed 87% of the samples met all grade factor requirements, 97.8% met the grade factor requirements for U.S. No. 2 grade corn. Council's annual quality reports are held in high esteem in the international ag sector. It's used by purchasers and end users around the world to identify the best for their operations. U.S. farmers will account for an estimated 38.4% of global corn exports, showing the outstanding production practices of U.S. growers and the strong reputation of U.S. corn and what it has with global customer bases. The report, based on 621 corn samples taken from defined areas within 12 of the top corn-producing and exporting states. 100% of the samples tested below U.S. FDA's action level for both aflatoxins, and the council is presenting those findings to buyers in a series of rollout events the first quarter of 2026.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. Like all dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Soybean acreage Planted acres in the Northeast have been growing leaps and bounds over the last decade or so, but now there's expectation we could see fewer acres. The rising cost squeeze has soybean farmers facing a third year of losses, and that could change planting progress. Rising input costs for farmers has been an issue since policy priorities have changed this year. Soybean producers are now staring down the barrel of their third year of negative market returns. Soybean growers finding themselves in precarious positions as the harvest season wraps up and making decisions for 2026. If not just the revenue side of the income statement that soybean farmers are being squeezed, facing elevated prices for land, machinery, seed, pesticide, and fertilizers, according to USDA, farm production expenses expected to reach $467.4 billion this year, a $12 billion increase over 2024. According to the annual soybean cost of production reports published by USDA's Economic Research Service, land up 28%, machinery 28%, seeds 12%, pesticides 7%, and fertilizers at 7% are the most critical inputs of soybean production, and they account for 83% of U.S. soybean operators' annual expenses per planted acre. Anticipated losses this year and expected input costs elevating next year means there could be tight margins for the time being, marking the longest stretch of substantial soybean production losses since the Economic Research Service's 1998-2002 reporting period.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Thanks for taking the CJ Agribusiness Report along this morning. There's lots more to come on today's program. Jeff Ishii is standing by with today's On the Farm Report.
When you combine the advanced technology of Enlist E3 soybeans with Seed Consultant's dedication to performance in the Eastern Corn Belt, it's a simply better experience. Our Seed Consultants brand soybeans are hand-selected, tested, and proven to perform in your conditions, backed by the local knowledge of Seed Consultants sales professionals. Bind to better soybeans with reliability and results packed into every variety. Visit SeedConsultants.com.
Shop local this holiday season with Nende Lumber and Hardware. You'll find items big and small, like a large selection of DeWalt tools and other hardware, plus Bod's boots and Nende Lumber apparel, winter hats, baseball caps, t-shirts, Real Tree Camel hoodies, and hoodies of all kinds. For the kids, a variety of Melissa and Doug toys and other goodies. And if you still need stocking stuffers, you'll find local Nende mustard, once again nut butters, honey, syrup, and gift certificates. Thank you for shopping with Nende Lumber and Hardware, 11 State Street, and have a safe and happy holiday.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
And we're back, looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Prices for Christmas trees this holiday season are expected to be highly variable. A recent survey conducted by a trade organization indicates that the price of live Christmas trees this season is expected to remain stable. Although input costs like labor and fertilizer have increased, growers in the United States say they are largely absorbing these increases rather than passing them on to consumers. The price for artificial Christmas trees, however, are expected to increase significantly. Approximately 80% of all artificial Christmas trees are imported from China, where tariffs and shipping costs are largely to blame for higher prices in the United States.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
More money than ever is on the table for Virginia's farmers. Your Soil and Water Conservation District wants to help you get your share. Farmers can receive up to $300,000 in Virginia Agricultural Cost Share Funds for practices that protect water quality, enrich the land, and boost the farm's bottom line. Contact your local Soil and Water Conservation District today. Visit dcr.virginia.gov/districts. Don't leave money on the table.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. If you're like me, your dog or cat is part of the family, and they rely on you to take care of them. Like a family doctor, your veterinarian and staff know what's best for that special family member. So visit your vet regularly for checkups, for prevention of disease like heartworm, and for the best advice on everyday issues like flea and tick control. Your veterinarian knows best, so take the time to ask questions. For healthy pets, visit the vet.
A message from the American Animal Hospital Association.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Alma, Georgia. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WAJQ FM 104.3 in beautiful Alma, Georgia. Our pearl of wisdom today, gosh, this one is from the archives, came in way back in May of 2003 from listener Ginger Green. Ginger Green has good advice. She says, if in doubt, don't. Thank you, Ginger, for that advice. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Farmers, contractors, when your equipment is down, you're not making money. Caledonia Diesel should be your parts place. We stock a huge inventory of OEM and aftermarket parts. Turbos, injectors, engine rebuild kits, air compressors, tie rod ends, airbags, filters, air valving, starters, alternators, U-joints.
We try to have it all.
Let Caledonia Diesel keep your trucks, farm machinery, and construction equipment working for you. Caledonia Diesel, Simpson Road in Caledonia. Online, CaledoniaDiesel.com.
What does Washington know about farming here in CJ Country? Well, let's find out with this update from the USDA.
Did you survive Black Friday? Small Business Saturday? Cyber Monday? Pre and post Christmas and holiday gift buying days? Or perhaps buying those gifts all year round? As Laura Hendricks of University of Arkansas Extension observes,
holiday gift giving can be a major stressor that time of year. I think people put a lot of pressure on themselves.
So even if you have done your fair share of holiday shopping already this season, take a moment and consider
really thinking through what your budget is and the smartest way to use the money that you have.
After all, it is easy for many of us to get caught up in the holiday spirit.
Wanting to make the holidays special for our friends and family, and that can lead to overspending. So that kind of enthusiasm around the holidays could end up with debt problems or even more financial stress if you're having trouble making regular ends meet because you overspent during the holidays.
So having a spending goal up front, even now if you are already in the middle of holiday gift shopping, can help.
As consumers, in addition to already knowing what our spending limits are, if we're shopping for holiday gifts, it's a good idea to kind of have in mind beforehand what you're looking for and who you need to buy gifts for.
And if you're shopping, consist of bargain hunting, Hendricks says doing homework will help you understand if that deal is truly a bargain.
What is advertised as a discount price may not really be that great of a discount. So knowing what the regular price is and doing a little shopping around a price comparison, especially on big ticket items before you even go to the store, is a great thing to do.
Doing online holiday shopping? Make sure you use a reputable retailer that offers secure payment methods.
We always recommend that people who are shopping online that you log out of accounts and close browsers when you're through with the transactions.
And what if you are shopping at a particular store, brick or mortar or online, where an item is only available
while supplies last.
So if you're not there in time to get that item, can you get a voucher? Or if you find the item on a lower price somewhere else, will that place price match?
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're about a half hour away from the CJ Country Morning Show. Till then, we're talking to farmers and producers around the region. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is coming up next.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
For 4 generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has 2 gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
Hello, CJ Country. It's Dusty from All Around Performance in Arcade, your local Hisun dealer. When it comes to ATVs and UTVs, nothing compares to the toughness and dependability of the Hisun Motors brand, which is why they offer a 2-year manufacturer's warranty on all their machines. Come test drive a Hisun ATV or UTV today at All Around Performance on West Main Street in Arcade, New York. See for yourself why they are the industry leader in quality. See our full inventory online at allaroundperformance.com. And like All Around Performance on Facebook.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Investing in our future. The National Dairy Leadership Scholarship Program supports students who want to contribute to the dairy community. And joining us with an update is Nicole Ayash, Chief Sustainability Officer with the National Milk Producers Federation. Nicole, the Dairy Leadership Scholarship Program has been going on for years. How are things this year?
Well, this year we had the opportunity to award 4 individuals with scholarships. They had research topics ranging from the rumen microbiome, precision dairy technologies, milking performance metrics, and other topics. They're really wonderful individuals who I know have a great future within the dairy industry and contributing to all the great work that makes dairy farming, dairy processing possible.
Well, supporting these individuals with their careers in dairy, probably more important now than ever before, huh?
Yes, yes, thank you. We so appreciate being able to sustain this program, and it's only possible through the generous individuals and organizations who contribute each year. We have a number of ways to help support the program. Right now, in fact, we have an online raffle with great prizes like American Express gift cards, Target gift cards, a Cabot cheese box, and anyone can participate in that raffle. It's online, and the URL is a little long, but I'll say it out loud here, and you could always find it again on our NMPF LinkedIn page, but it's go.rallyup.com/NMPF-raffle-2025. And if you can't find it, you could always reach out to us via our webpage at nmpf.org. On that webpage, you can also make a general donation. So if you're not interested in the raffle but you do want to contribute, we always have a link on our webpage to donate to help sustain the program. And that donation would be tax deductible, and we appreciate anyone's interest in helping to make this program possible.
You mentioned this year's winners. Is there a set number of recipients each year for the scholarship program, or does it depend on the funds that are raised?
That's a great question. We typically receive about 40 applications each year, though it varies year to year, and we award anything from 2 to 5 awards. It really depends on the pool of applications we get, and the strength of those applications, and of course, as you mentioned, depends somewhat on how much fundraising we're able to do that prior year.
Well, the program's been awarding scholarships for years now. Have you been able to measure any of past recipients' success?
That's a great question. You know, we did do a review of past recipients over the past 15 years and found that all of them stayed within U.S. agriculture or food production. So whether that's working in academia or if that's working in industry and different companies, input suppliers, whether that's working in consulting, whether that's working back on the farm. But in the past 15 years, all of our awardees have stayed within agriculture or food production and processing, and a good chunk of them have even stayed within dairy as well. So we feel pretty good that the program is achieving its goal of supporting that next generation of dairy professionals and agriculture professionals.
Nicole, thank you for the time today. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the National Dairy Scholarship Program?
One thing I'd add is we really... NMPF is really proud to manage this program because it's one of the few that's really a national program for dairy professionals. There are a lot of more local ones, but this is really our national program, and it's one where we really focus on supporting those students. So our funds go directly to the students so that they can continue whatever they need in their graduate work, whether that's attending conferences, whether that's supplies. We really just feel good about being able to support people in a hard time in their life when they're students and they're not maybe able to support themselves financially. We're able to help bring in a little bit of that to bridge the gap while they do important work of studying and researching before they're out in the working world again.
Thanks, Nicole. Nicole Ayosh, Chief Sustainability Officer with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Bill's back with the latest dairy news on tomorrow morning's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. Let's take a quick break. Then it's back with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Finding the right Christmas tree is as easy as a stop at Burt's Lumber & Perry, where you'll find a great selection of locally grown Bonarski family Christmas trees. And after you've found the perfect tree, come inside Burt's for great gift ideas. Power tools, bird feeders and seed, portable heaters, snow shovels and gloves, and a whole lot more. The Burt's tradition of selling Bonarski family trees dates back to 1980. Grown with love, cut with care. Bonarski family Christmas trees at Burt's Lumber & Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
This Saturday, December 13th, you're invited to take part in National Wreaths Across America Day at the Warsaw Cemetery. Beginning at 11 a.m., volunteers and community members will gather to honor our fallen heroes with a wreath-laying ceremony, remembering the lives and sacrifice of the men and women who have served our country. You're invited to join in placing wreaths honoring veterans and help ensure their names and memories are never forgotten. Families, students, veteran organizations, everyone is welcome. That's this Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Warsaw Cemetery, 351 South Main Street, in Warsaw. Let's remember, honor, and teach. Learn more or support the mission at wreathsacrossamerica.org.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
Seeking health care in rural communities is different from urban health care. That's next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health Campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The rural person seeking health care services has a different perspective than an urban patient. Jessie Grote is with the AgriSafe Network and works remotely from her family's ranch in northwestern Nebraska.
People in rural areas, our access to care, our incidence of chronic disease, all these different pieces are just so much higher. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think that it is just really important for healthcare providers to understand that it is different.
Grote says rural communities are pretty close-knit, and persons seeking health care often know the providers caring for them.
We often don't want to just hear somebody tell us what to do. It has to be from somebody that we know and that we love and that we trust in that.
Grote says AgriSafe offers a distance learning course primarily for nurses who may be unfamiliar with working in a rural environment.
We also have a ton of resources that are for patients that I think our healthcare providers can use. So those are all free on our website, talking about that protective personal equipment, talking about ergonomics, talking about yoga and stretching and just different things that we can be showing or sharing with our patients to help them live their lives better and for them to have kind of that longevity and that health as they do grow older and continue to work on their farms and ranches and just living the life that they've been so fortunate to be able to live.
Learn more at agrisafe.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
An unbeatable combination of power, utility, and comfort. For decades, the PowerStar name has been synonymous with power, utility, and comfort for farms around the world. Today's lineup is no exception. Whether you need a basic utility tractor to rake hay or tend to a few horses, or a daily workhorse to do the morning chores and then head back to the fields, a PowerStar tractor will meet your needs without compromising the star qualities its name symbolizes. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in our Arcade, Sheridan, and Woodhull for special financing or cash discounts.
We're closing in on the 6 o'clock hour, but before we can finish out today's farm show, we need to hear from Tony St. James. But first, let's check the forecast.
Western New York weather.
It's brought to you by Bucks Motorsports in Akron. They've got the best ATV or side-by-side to make things a whole lot easier for you. Stop by Bucks and check out the latest snowmobiles from Ski-Doo and Polaris. Bucks has all sizes of trailers to haul whatever you have as well. Check it all out at BucksMotorsports.com, CJ Country's premier power sports dealer. For today, snow showers likely, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 22. Tonight, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy, low around 13. For Friday, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., mostly sunny, high near 26. Currently in Warsaw, it's 19 at the CJ Country Studios.
American Cattle News. What's the importance of vitamin A for cattle? We'll find out after this.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Kansas State Beef System Specialist, Emma Briggs.
So vitamin A matters a lot, especially in the reproductive cow herd, right? So vitamin A plays an essential role for vision, immune function, reproductive success, as well as just overall growth and metabolism, especially for cattle that are pregnant, lactating, or just growing young cattle in general. Vitamin A is mostly found in green forages. And so we're talking green less pastures. It's an excellent source. Lots of beta carotene in plants that cattle can convert to vitamin A. Cattle can also convert beta carotene into vitamin A naturally. And during the pasture season, when we really see a lot of green growth in those pastures, cattle can typically assume, we can assume that there's a meeting about 3 to 5 times the requirement of vitamin A, and they can typically store it for about 4 months or so worth of vitamin A in the liver, which can help them get through the winter slump when we don't have a lot of available green forage for those cows. There's always toxicity levels with everything. However, in my personal experience, I have not seen an issue where we're actually having vitamin A toxicity, especially for cows that are out on pasture. We're mostly concerned about the deficiency side.
And even blindness?
So cows just have a hard trouble seeing. However, that is a severe, severe deficiency. Right? We're not seeing those quite too often because the cow's got to be dangerously low for a really long time in order to get to that point. But they can cause vision issues and just not being able to see properly.
American Cattle News.
At LVM Materials, we produce sawdust for your animal bedding and deliver it directly to your farm. Quality dry sawdust is manufactured in our own facility, ensuring a consistent supply year-round. Learn more when you call 322-8878 or visit lvmmaterials.com.
This Sunday, Santa's coming to Gunsmoke Country Grill for breakfast with Santa. Bring the kids for Christmas magic.
Ho, ho, ho.
A great home-style breakfast and a visit with the big guy himself. And good news, Gunsmoke is now open Mondays. Stop it all week for your favorites, including our prime rib dinners and Friday fish fries. Make your holidays tasty at Gunsmoke Country Grill in Caledonia, where great food and good times feel like home.
If you want to know how well a tractor tire is built, check the warranty to see how it's backed. That's when you'll learn that Firestone Farm Tires carry one of the best warranties in the business. Every tractor radio we build is backed by a full 2-year replacement warranty, a guarantee that's backed by a highly trained, certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer near you.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23 degree Firestone tire. 23 degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45 degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23 degree Firestone tire.
Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Raines and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Raines and Sons, 591-3056.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Wednesday, December the 10th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the green, 68.86. The Dow up 480.57 and NASDAQ finishing the day higher as well at 236.54. Bitcoin lower, gold higher, euro higher as well. Over to the energy's futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate January contract finishing the day in the green, 58.92, February 58.73, and March higher at 58.59. Gasoline higher, nat gas higher, crude oil higher as well. So we go over to the grains futures prices, starting with the corn March contract finishing the day 3¾ lower, 444¼. May 451¾, and corn December 463¾. Soybean higher, soybean meal lower, soybean oil higher. Wheat March contract 5 even down at 529½. May 537¾, and wheat December 3¼ lower at 574¾. Hard red winter wheat March 523¼, 3¾ lower, with the May contract in the red as well at 535 even. Hard red spring wheat March 560¾, 1 even lower here at the end of the day, with the May contract doing the same at 582¼. Over to the cotton starting March contract, 26 cents higher here at the end of the day at 64.12, May 65.14, and July a quarter higher at 66.14. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle December slightly lower here at the end of the day at 226.80, February in the green 157 at 228.52, and April higher as well 228.37. Feeder cattle January In the green, 338.37, March 332.82, and April higher, 331.90. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout even, class 3 milk mixed.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.